What the story of the Bible, whether it's history, whether it's a love story, whether it's telling stories about, I don't know, being in love, what does it all point to, Cayman? Jesus, that's right. It's all a story about us saying, get lost, God. I don't want you in charge. I want to live my way. And we need to be rescued because God says, if that's what you do, I will punish you. But I love you and I'm going to send a rescuer. And this story, I want you to think as I tell it, who is God in this story? Who is us? And what it tells us. So who is God in the story? Who is like us? And what does it teach us? Now, we've just seen it acted out in a very serious way. But this is a man who had a job. And in the sketch, it said he talked a lot. He had a job called a prophet. Does anyone know what a prophet does? It doesn't mean he predicts the future. What does a prophet do? Anyone know what a prophet does? Go on then, Millie. He does. He tells people about God. Now, imagine this man. Do you think he's a good man who tries to live to please God? Hands up if you do, or you think he's a bad man. Hands up if you think he tries to live to please God. That's right. And people would look at him and think, Hosea, because that was his name, Hosea, he's a good man. Now, God asked him to do something that was really, really not just embarrassing, but shameful. Imagine God said to Richard, I want you to go and find the worst woman in Clarendon Park, the one who's just despicable, who everyone hates and thinks, oh, she's such an awful woman. Imagine he wasn't married to Lily, and I want you to marry her. How do you think he'd feel? How do you think Gomer felt when Hosea felt when he said, God said, I want you to go marry a woman called Gomer. She's horrible. She will just be off with other men. She won't care about her children. She won't love you, but I want you to marry her. How do you think Hosea must have felt? How do you think he must have felt? Come on, some of the older lads on this table. God's asked him to do something awful. How do you think he must have felt? Go on, Ethan. Yeah, really sad. Do you think it'd be an easy thing to do? Olivia? Angry, yeah. It wouldn't be an easy thing for him to do. But Hosea went off and he married Gomer. Can you see her lovely lips? Okay, well, after a while, they had children. They had two boys and one girl. Now, I'm going to tell you about the boy and the girl who've got funny names. This Gomer, she didn't like being married to Hosea because he said, I love you. And when you're married, you stay with each other and you're faithful and you love each other and you care for each other. And they had these babies. And she called one, well, this is what God told them to call them. One was called Lo Ruhamah, which means not loved. Can you imagine looking at your baby and going, your name's going to be not loved. What an awful name to give to your child. And then they had a little girl and they called her Lo-Ammi, which is, you're not my people anymore. I've had enough of you. You're not my people. Imagine looking at your baby and saying, you're not my baby. I don't want you as my baby anymore. I don't want you as my people. I don't want to love you anymore. But that is what God was telling them to call their children. Now remember, we're asking the question, who is like us and who is like Jesus? Now, Gomer, she'd had enough. I'm sick of babies, I'm sick of dirty nappies, I'm sick of cleaning, I'm sick of children, I'm sick of my husband, I'm off. So yay, let's party. Off she went. She said, stuff you, Hosea, stuff you, Lo-Ammi and Lo-Ruhamah, and the other one called Jezreel. I've had enough, I'm off to party. And she did. She left Hosea at home and she went to party. She was having a great time, every club, lots of kissing with other men, doing all sorts of things she shouldn't do, wearing clothes that weren't very appropriate. But this is what happened to her. She found another man who actually, he wasn't a good man like Hosea. She went off with him. And he wasn't very nice to her. She thought she'd have a great time because she didn't have Hosea. But actually, it was awful. And she was fed up. But you know what? Hosea, he really missed her. Even though she wasn't a nice woman, Hosea had decided, God has told me to love her and I will. And he searched everywhere and he was like, have you seen my wife? Have you seen my wife? Has anyone seen Gomer? And off he searched and he went everywhere. And at last he found her. Does he look happy? Yay, I found her. Now you can imagine, he probably, we'd have thought, oh, I wouldn't want to get back with her. But Hosea loved her, even though she didn't deserve to be loved, did she? She was horrible. She had left Hosea, who loved her, and Hosea found her. But you know what? The man who had her said, she's my wife now. You can't have her back unless you pay for her. You've got to give me lots of money to get Gomer back. Well, Hosea didn't have very much money. He was only a prophet. But he sold everything he had. He gave everything away to show how much he loved her. Did Gomer deserve loving? No, she didn't. But Hosea gave up everything and bought her back. And do you know what? That is a true story that's in the Bible. And it points us, what did we say at the beginning? That every story in the Bible shows that we need a rescuer and points us to who? Shout it out. Jesus. That was rubbish. Points to who?
Jesus.
It does. Now, Hosea, he was a good man. Who do you think in the story was like God? Who do you think in that story was like God? Right, Ruby. Hosea, that's right. Hosea was a good man. And God says to us, I made you, I love you, and I want you to be my friend. Like the little boy who bought the boat, he made it and he looked after it. And God says, I love you, and I want to be friends with you. But Gomer, she wasn't very nice. Who do you think Gomer was like? She thought, I don't care if Hosea loves me. I want to do my own thing. Who was Gomer like? Noah. Yeah, absolutely right, Noah. Gomer is like us. In the Bible, it says she's like God's chosen people, Israel, which is just like us. And they say, I don't want you in charge. And that's what we say to God. I don't want you in charge, God. I want to rule my life and do it my way. And it's really sad, isn't it? God says, though, I love you. What did Hosea do to get Gomer back? What did Hosea do? Ben? He sold absolutely everything. He gave it all up so he could buy her back. Now, what does God do for us so that we can be his friend again so he can buy us back? What does God do for us? He does something really, really special. What does God do for us? Anna? Say that again. That's right. God sends Jesus to die on a cross. He gives up all the wonderful things he has in heaven. He comes and lives here and he dies on the cross for us and buys us back and says, if you trust me, you can be my friend. Remember the boy in the story? He said his boat was twice his. And God says, when you come back to me, when I die on the cross for you, and you say thank you to me, you're twice mine now because I created you, I love you, and I've bought you again by sending Jesus. And in the next couple of weeks at church, we're going to be looking more thoroughly at the story of Hosea. But you know, the big thing is, God loves us and he buys us back. And if you don't remember anything else today, just remember that God loves us and he dies on the cross for us. Thanks.